Morning Watch, Day 4. Being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 1. Living in the reality of God's eternal economy, for its fulfillment by building up a habit of exercising our spirit, fanning our God-given spirit into flame. Related verses. 1 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. But the profane and old womanish myths refuse, and exercise yourself unto godliness. For bodily exercise is profitable for a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the present life and of that which is to come. 2 Timothy 1, 6 and 7. For which cause I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of sober-mindedness. 2 Timothy 4:22. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Acts 6:10. Yet they were not able to withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. Daniel 6:3-10. Then this Daniel distinguished himself among the chief ministers and satraps, because in him there was an excellent spirit. And the king considered setting him over the whole kingdom. Verse 10. Now when Daniel came to know that the writing had been signed, he went to his house. In his upper room he had windows open toward Jerusalem. And three times daily he knelt on his knees and prayed, and gave thanks before his God, because he had always done so previously. Related reading. Now that we have seen the importance of our spirit, we want to see the exercise of our spirit. We must build up a habit of exercising our spirit. In the morning, the first thing I spontaneously say is, O Lord. To call on the Lord by saying, O Lord, is a habit of exercising our spirit. It makes a big difference. If you rise up in the morning without saying anything, you may pray in a routine way without really touching the Lord. This is because there is no exercise of your spirit. We have to build up a habit of saying, O Lord. When we say, O Lord, we touch the Lord. This is the habit of exercising our spirit. We should force ourselves to say, O Lord Jesus. The word exercise implies forcing. To exercise is always a forced matter. When the Olympic athletes are exercising to practice or compete, they must have a strong will. They force themselves to exercise. If we Christians want to be strong and want to grow in the Lord, we must force ourselves to use our spirit. Let us suppose that a problem comes into your family life. It may be a problem between you and your spouse, between you and your children, or between you and your parents. If you do not exercise your spirit at that time, your entire soul, with your mind, will, and emotion, will become prevailing. Then the soul will overcome and subdue you, conquering your spirit. This can even cause you to lose your temper in a bad way. Therefore, whenever you are in a hard situation, you have to force yourself to exercise your spirit. To force yourself to exercise or to use your spirit makes you a different person. In 1 Timothy 4:7 through 8, Paul speaks of two kinds of exercise. The exercise besides that of the body, which is the exercise unto godliness, must be the exercise of the Spirit. To exercise ourselves unto godliness is to exercise our spirit to live Christ in our daily life. 2 Timothy 1, 6 and 7 indicates that we need to fan our spirit into flame. Some might think that these verses do not say that we should fan our spirit, but that we should fan our gift. If you get into these verses, you will see that the fanning of our gift into flame is the fanning of our spirit into flame. Paul tells us in verse 6 to fan into flame the gift of God. Then in verse 7 he says, "For God has not given us a spirit." Our God-given spirit is what we must fan into flame. We have to fan our spirit. We may say that the gift of God that we must fan into flame is a spiritual gift. But without our spirit, how could we have the gift? The spiritual gift is in our spirit. There is fire in our regenerated spirit, which is indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Actually, we may say that our spirit is the fire. If you want to fan your spirit into flame, you need to open up your mouth, open up your heart, and open up your spirit. You need to open these three layers of your being. You have to use your mouth to say, "O Lord Jesus." But then you have to go deeper by using your mouth with your heart to say, "O Lord Jesus." Then you need to go even deeper by using your mouth with your heart and with your spirit to say, "O Lord Jesus." This is to open up your spirit from deep within. Then the fire burns. If you are down, you should call, "O Lord Jesus," again and again from deep within with the exercise of your spirit. Then you will be up.